This episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Get exclusive rewards and more by visiting outsidehealthandfitness.com/support. Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 161. Take your fitness to the beach. Workouts for fun in the sun.
You're like doing jumping jacks, you know, looking out in the ocean. It's pretty awesome.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, Rolf, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. So you finally had enough of the cold weather and you're heading to paradise. You touch down, you get to the hotel, you take in the amazing view of the beach and the ocean. Now, what's the last thing that you want to do? Work out in a smelly, sweaty hotel gym, right? Yuck. Wouldn't it be more relaxing to work out on the beach? Well, my guest today, celebrity fitness trainer Jessica Bailey, will show you how. On today's show, you'll discover why it's better at the beach and how you can get a full body workout without packing all sorts of as seen on TV gear in your bag, and an effective, fun 15-minute routine you can do right on the beach or wherever you are.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
Now, before we get into my interview with Jessica, I wanted to let you know what's coming up this week on our new show, Funky Fitness Now. This week, we're talking about some of the more unusual health and fitness trackers that have come on the scene to help you track everything from your foot placement to your brain waves. Here's a clip.
Welcome to Funky Fitness Now.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Jessica, and we host Funky Fitness Now.
You wear them during the day, and then when you come home, plug them into your computer, and you can download all your feelings.
Join us each week at funkyfitnessnow.com.
On iTunes, Stitcher, and other top podcast networks.
Stay fit and funky.
So my guest today is the one and only Jessica Bailey from Sassy Girl Fitness NYC. She's been an active member in the fitness community in New York for over 15 years. And as a certified instructor and personal trainer, she's helped hundreds of people lose weight, tone up, train for various athletic events. And she's certified in group fitness, senior fitness, good for me, Pilates, and yoga. And she's trained in bar, boot camp, and pre-postnatal fitness. You know, Jessica and I first met when she was a guest on Outside Health and Fitness in episode 75. We had such a great time talking that I invited her back on the show several times, and we even launched our own show, Funky Fitness Now, which Jessica and I co-host. Now, Jessica really knows her stuff, and she always shares some valuable information. I know you're going to get a lot out of our talk today, so let's get right into it. Okay, well, Jessica, welcome back. It's like I talked with you like 2 or 3 days ago because we do that other show too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We kind of have to talk a couple of times a week.
All the time, right?
Yeah.
But it's so awesome to have you back on Outside Health and Fitness. It's been quite a long time.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to actually talk about something that I know about and not make fun of it. Amazing, right?
That's right. It's completely different for both of us.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we're going to be talking about, and I think this is great timing too because it's, I mean, as we're recording this, it's the very last day of January. So we are right smack dab in the middle of winter here in the Northeast, but we're going to be talking about working out on the beach.
Yeah. I got to think about beach workouts because in a couple of weeks, I am going on vacation to a beach. And nice. I was thinking, I better figure out a way that I can work out while I'm on the beach and still be relaxing.
Excellent. That's great. Now, I'm assuming that this beach that you're going to is going to be in a warmer climate.
Yeah, I'm going to Mexico.
Oh, cool. Excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be great. There's not going to be any snow, which is going to be wonderful.
Fantastic. So what did you come up with for this fabulous workout on the beach that you're going to do?
So besides the beautiful view that you get when you're outside, mm-hmm. you get you know, the mood boosting effects from the sun, and you get an extra challenge for your muscles by working in sand, working out in sand. So, you know, you can use your own body weight and you get a ton of resistance by just being in the sand. So basically, I came up with very, very simple workout that anyone can do, and it's not groundbreaking moves at all. There are things that you can do and anyone can. You do them for 30 seconds on.
Yeah.
You repeat the series 3 times, and in between each circuit, you rest for 30 seconds. Okay. So, you know, if you can only do it once, you can only do it once. You build up, right? So I was thinking, I'm going to take my mat, I'm going to put it down so I don't get sand everywhere, and I'm going to do downward dog push-ups. So I'm going to lift my hips up to the sky, and then I'm just going to do some push-ups for 30 seconds, trying to bring the crown of my head to the floor.
Now, is that an exercise that's good for your, like, your shoulders?
Yes, definitely. Excellent. Your shoulders, your core. Your core has to be involved because you start in a plank. Mm-hmm. You have to engage your abdominal wall to pike your hips up to the sky. And then you have to engage your core when you walk your hands back toward your feet to roll yourself up to stand.
Right. Excellent.
And then I thought another exercise that I could do would be surfer get-ups. I'm not sure if that's like
surfer get-up.
A real technical name. I just decided, beach, let's do it, something.
Okay.
All right. So what you do is you start on the ground in like a low plank position with your hands under your shoulders,
mm-hmm.
and you put your belly on the ground. So your abs are touching the floor, but you don't want to just relax them. You still want to engage your abdominal wall.
Okay.
And you push up from the ground and jump into a squatting position with the right leg in front of the left, just like a person on a surfboard does.
Awesome. Jump that up. Sounds really fun.
Yeah. So, you know, when you jump up, you have to engage your core and squeeze your glutes and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you return to the original plank position and repeat with your other foot.
Cool. Now, did you make that one up yourself?
Actually, I saw someone do this. There's a class called, I don't know, it's like Surfs Up or something like that, or Surfs, whatever they were doing. And I saw a version of this. So I'm not sure if I made it up. I like to think that I made it up, but I probably didn't.
Maybe you were just probably influenced a little bit, that's all.
Yeah.
But I think it's awesome for the beach workout. It's great.
Right, because I was like, okay, well, what can we do? We're on a beach. Let's pretend that we know how to surf.
Yeah.
And then a lateral plank is what I'm going to do next. So you get down in a plank position with your hands under your shoulders,
mm-hmm.
engage your abdominals, and then you take 2 steps to the right, while you are in a plank position still, and you perform a push-up. And then you repeat the process by moving back to the left and perform another push-up.
Excellent.
And then you do that for 30 seconds.
Is this kind of like a high-intensity interval thing where you're trying to go as hard as you can on these moves for 30 seconds and then rest for 30? Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's just like when you do HIIT work, right?
Yeah.
You can wrap your mind around 30 seconds.
Right.
You know, you're not moving really slow. You're trying to do the best you can. And then each time that I repeat the round, I will try to go a little bit faster. I'll try to get more in. Because you can keep track very easily of how many push-ups you're doing in a down dog.
Right.
You count to them as you're going. And then the last movement I'm going to do is a long jump. Kind of like a broad jump, like when people run in and then they jump forward into a pit of sand.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is that called, a long jump in
high
school?
I think it is, yeah.
I think it is, yeah. So, you know, you bend your knees and you jump as far as you can towards, like, let's say you put a towel down in front of you and you try to do that for 30 seconds. You jump towards the towel, you turn around, you jump the other way towards another towel. So ideally you would have 2 towels or, you know, 2 marks.
Yeah.
That are far enough apart.
You have those 4 different moves. You're going 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off. So that's pretty much a 4-minute circuit. And then you're repeating that 3 times. So basically in the span of 12 to 15 minutes, you've got a full body workout on the beach.
Yeah, which I think is awesome. And you're going to feel great when you put your bathing suit on because you know that you've just engaged your muscles and you've just exhausted your body. And you have built a lot of stamina because you're working in sand with your own body weight.
I love it.
Oh, and you don't have to pack any equipment because you don't need anything but you.
Right. Well, this is fantastic. I hadn't really considered, there's 2 things I'm thinking of here. One is, this is perfect for folks just like you that are going on vacation, right? You just said you don't have to pack anything. Just go to the beach and do this routine. So yep. That's perfect for that. Secondly, for those of us that are still stuck here in the Northeast, we could do this in the snow, right?
Definitely, you could do this in the snow. It might get a little cold, though. Yes. I'm not going to lie. If you were in a downward dog with your hands on the floor, it's a little cold. Right. But, you know, you could do this at the gym.
Sure.
You know, they're not... I've just named this called the surfer getup. You could call it whatever you want. The wintertime getup. Yeah. I don't know.
Snowboard getup, right? You could do anything.
Right. Yeah. I just named it for myself.
And like you said, I mean, when you do have an opportunity to work out outdoors, like at the beach or something, you're getting all the benefits of the sun and the fantastic scenery and just the fresh air and all those other things, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it really feels like you're away. You're on vacation, right? Because you're outside of your normal environment.
Now, have you done any classes on the beach or in a beach setting before?
So a couple of years ago, I taught a bar fitness class in the Cayman Islands. And what we did was work out on the boardwalk. So you would use the like fence, the post around the boardwalk, mm-hmm. and we would use that as a ballet bar. So you would have stability. And we would do bar fitness using the boardwalk and using your body weight. So you really didn't need anything. And we were not in the sand, so we didn't have to worry about lying on the ground and getting sand all over your body.
Right.
I mean, we were on a boardwalk, so we had mats put down in place so you could lie on your back and be semi-comfortable.
Nice.
But then I've also taught HIIT classes on the beach, but that too has been in like a gazebo kind of thing. I don't know, where we were overlooking the water. So it was like on a patio. Yeah. So we had a beautiful view. And a couple of times I would turn around and look out and I would make comments like, this is amazing. You're like doing jumping jacks, you know, looking out in the ocean. It's pretty awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's you can't beat the view for sure.
Yeah.
There's no way. When you do something on the beach or on the sand in particular, would you recommend using, you know, your athletic shoes, your sneakers, or would you go barefoot?
When you're on the sand, I like to go barefoot because you get sand everywhere.
True.
Sand gets all in your shoes. It's not that great. If you are running on the sand, I recommend running closer to the water where the sand is more wet and it's more compact.
Right.
You can wear your shoes there, but I would wear tennis shoes that are made for sand running.
Yeah.
They do make those.
Yeah, I used to live in Old Orchard Beach, Maine, and I used to do a lot of running on the beach. And I agree. I used to run down closer to the water, particularly during low tide. And most of the time, I would run without shoes. But I know that everyone's a little back and forth on that sort of thing. So,
well, I mean, there is the resistance that you're getting from the sand, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also get really injured. I mean, there are shards of glass.
Right.
There are jagged shells that are all over the beach. Like, I would be a little afraid for my safety.
Good
especially
point.
If you're running by yourself.
Yeah. You could just go down. It would be terrible.
Yeah. Right? It would not be good.
No. You know, thank you so much for sharing that workout. I think that's really handy, particularly for those of you that are going on vacation. This is perfect. You could start your day off on the beach using this workout. You don't have to bring anything else with you. Where can we find out more about the things that you're doing and follow you online and all that stuff?
So my website is www.sassygirlfitnessnyc.com and you can find me on all social media channels. I have the same handle for everything. It's Sassy Girl Fit. And through my website, there are little icons. You can click on them and connect to me there. I would love to connect with everybody.
Excellent. That's great. And I'll make sure I have links to all that in the show notes. And you do a fabulous podcast too, I heard.
I do, actually. It's funny that you ask. Our podcast, Funky Fitness Now, a little bit more of our witty personalities.
That's right.
And it's a very fun podcast. I really, really enjoy doing it.
I do too. I think it's great. It's a lot of fun. This feels kind of like it. It's really odd.
It does feel like it, except I'm not being ridiculous.
True. Yeah. I am, but that's okay. It's just what I do. All right. Well, that's awesome. I'll have links to all that stuff in the show notes and encourage everybody to come over and check us out on Funky Fitness Now. Also,
Perfect.
We do one of those every week too.
Perfect.
Thank you again for coming on the show, Jessica.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And have a great vacation.
Oh, thank you. I will.
Now, I wanted to thank Jessica for sharing that great routine and those beach workouts with you and I today. If you want to find out more about Jessica and follow her online, I'll have links in the show notes at outsidehealthandfitness.com/161. I also wanted to take a minute to thank Doug Shaw for supporting the show. You know, Doug runs Shutter Shaw, and if you want to see some stunning outdoor photos, you really need to check out his stuff. He has wildlife pictures, landscapes, and he's got this one picture of this observatory that's up on a hill lit against the night sky that is just amazing. Right now, Doug is supporting the show outside of our Patreon page. And what that means is if you sign up quickly, you get to be the first Patreon. It will be historic. You decide what the information I share each week is worth to you. Seriously, any amount. Levels start as low as $1 a month. It's like seat cushion change. Any amount you can give really helps a lot. In fact, I've set up some exclusive rewards at Patreon to say thank you. I see Patreon turning into this really cool private community where we can share ideas, tips, and more. I just need people there. So don't delay. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/support now. You can also find a link to become an Outside Health and Fitness fan in the show notes at outsidehealthandfitness.com/161. So next week on Outside Health and Fitness, I'm really excited to feature Wheelo Glenn from growlerbikes.com. We're going to talk about fat bikes. So if you don't know what they are, or if you've always wanted to know more about them, you're going to want to check out my conversation with Wheelo. That's it for now. Remember to act fast and claim the number one spot on Patreon at outsidehealthandfitness.com/support. I'm Steve Stearns. Thanks for listening. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.